USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The White House is urging Congress to increase aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia.
To see the continuation of the brave people in Ukraine to fight for their freedom, right? To fight for their democracy.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that there's still robust bipartisan backing for supporting Ukraine, a key focus for the Biden administration. This follows Congress passing a temporary bill to fund the government until mid-November, which did not include support for Kyiv. President Biden confirmed on Sunday that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy committed to providing aid through a separate vote. The 18-day United Auto Workers strike continues. General Motors recently laid off about 160 workers indefinitely. UAW President Sean Fain expanded the strike, accusing Ford and GM of a lack of progress in negotiations. In response, GM President Mary Barra criticized UAW, stating, "It's clear there is no real intent to reach an agreement." This holiday season, Mariah Carey's hitting the road for her Merry Christmas One and All Tour. Starting November 15th, the tour will visit 13 cities. Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You holds the record as the best-selling holiday song by a female artist. Tickets for the Christmas tour will be available starting on Friday. TikTok is reportedly in the process of testing an ad-free version of their app, albeit at a potential cost. According to Android Authority, users might be required to subscribe for a monthly fee of $4.99, though this price is still under consideration. As of now, TikTok has not issued an official statement regarding this development. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi. And
maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New Jersey Senator Bob Mendez got a pass on having to appear at a court hearing in New York City earlier today. New Jersey's senior senator faces federal bribery charges, but the judge overseeing the case has agreed to excuse him for pressing Senate business. Student loan payments are back after an over three-year pause brought on by the COVID pandemic. Payments officially went back into effect yesterday. As many as 40 million Americans now are stuck paying back loans. A new national survey shows that the weather has impacted most American families financially. Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says that though extreme events like hurricanes and tornadoes take their toll, it's the lower profile stuff that comes out of those events that put a squeeze on the budget.
We're talking about things like higher energy costs, which just about everybody is feeling right now. Maybe spoiled food because of a power outage. That was actually the second most common expense.
Rossman adds that 57% of respondents said they expect the weather to continue to impact them financially over the next 10 years. The Foo Fighters will hit stadiums across the U.S. next summer. Dave Grohl and company announced the Everything or Nothing at All Tour will start on July 7th at Citi Field in New York City. The band will play 12 shows in 10 cities, including Boston's Fenway Park and BMO Stadium in Los Angeles, and wrap up August 18th in Seattle. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.